Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 3rd of February. All economists are geeks, and the profession is bound to be tempted to draw parallels between US President Trump's plan to aggressively tax US consumers of foreign goods and the Star Wars movie, The Phantom Menace. Trump, as the leader of the Trade Federation, Trump's main donor, Musk, in the role of Chancellor Palpatine, railing against the bureaucracy. And of course, economists in the role of Jedi Knights trying to preserve order and prosperity. But this is real life, not fantasy. And markets are likely to focus on the real-world consequences of these proposed taxes. There is a question as to what will actually happen. The taxes against US consumers of goods from Mexico, Canada, and China only come into effect on Tuesday. The speed with which Trump retreated from taxing imports from Colombia does raise some prospect of these taxes not being put into effect, or being put into effect for a short time. That would avoid much of the potential damage to the US economy, but not all of it. Even if Trump's taxes are short-lived, there are two obvious consequences. The first is that the United States will find it harder to strike trade deals in future. Trump renegotiated NAFTA in their first term and has then torn it up within days of their second term. That raises questions about whether agreements with the United States will be honoured. The second consequence is that if US consumers face price increases from these taxes, even for a short time, it might change their behaviour. Consumers have benefited from rising real incomes and a sense of job security in recent years. Both of those things are potentially challenged by these proposed taxes, and that may encourage precautionary savings, which will then lower growth. In terms of the direct impact of the proposed taxes, the apparent lack of any exceptions makes some supply chains now very problematic. Autos is an obvious example. A component in a US-made car may cross the border with Mexico a dozen times or more. If the US company is subject to a 25% tax every time that happens, the price of a US car soars. Higher US new car prices then feed through into higher second-hand car prices and eventually to higher insurance costs. It should be noted that Musk's car company has shorter supply chains and thus may be less subject to this effect. The impact on demand may then cost jobs in the United States, although that's very unlikely to happen in the immediate future. Otherwise, for finished goods, a 25% tax implies around a 10% increase in consumer price levels immediately, more for some products. The cries of anguish from business organisations may herald an increase in profit-led inflation, as the narrative persuades US consumers that price increases are inevitable. Pass-through is likely to be relatively quick, especially where there are limited stockpiles, so that means mainly for food and fuel prices. There are already media reports of propane companies informing their US customers of immediate price increases in response to the trade taxes. US companies that produce entirely domestically may also raise their prices because they face less competition. Of course, China was able to avoid some of the consequences of trade taxes by rerouting about a third of its exports to the United States during Trump's first term. But that's not a particularly plausible option for Canada and Mexico. It's also possible that some of China's trade was rerouted via Canada and Mexico, and US consumers will now be caught with the new taxes there. What matters to markets now is whether the taxes are imposed at all and how long they last. But some of the economic damage has already been done. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.